So here we are.
Oh, we're just starting.
We are just starting because some things
Right,
Paul and
that
I did
makes sense.
yesterday screwed up all of my little macros here. And I'm going to have to insert the video post, the intro noise, so there's no intro.
You know, whatever.
Yeah, people will see what that was later. Yeah. Yeah, it's a little rough. It's early.
Morning.
It is morning. Weird.
Yeah, just for the edification of people watching this, they may enjoy this. I don't know, but I have a USB interface. It's a Focusrite Solo something. Mm-hmm. It's a USB interface to the microphone. It's funny. I'm looking at it now, and it has RCA red and white outputs, meaning I could possibly go straight into the microphone jack with that, but then I couldn't use my headphones. Anyway. Yesterday, inexplicably, and I mean literally inexplicably, no updates were installed, nothing had happened, but I got up in the morning, did the show yesterday with Brad, and right before it, I had a green screen.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, was I able, I think, yeah, I was actually able to record the show.
Yep.
Haven't seen a green screen in Windows 10 in a long time. Haven't seen a green screen on this PC. This is the NUC, you know, the newer NUC. Ever, or you know, at least on this install cycle,
mm-hmm.
And then we had to do a series of recordings with Microsoft after that, so kind of important. And it green screened twice, and now it's 10 of 9 or 10 or whatever time we're recording, and I have a computer that doesn't work for mm-hmm. the one thing I need it to work with, you know. So I ended up switching back to the other NUC, and I'm actually using that right now as well, just for the show. And then I'm switching back, but I forgot about it. So right before you called, I started looking to see what I could do to, you know, fix this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what I'm going to have to do is blow this thing away and start over. I have no idea what the problem is, but I just noticed literally as you were saying ready, or right before you said ready, ask me if I was ready. It is in Device Manager and it's fine.
Yeah.
Like it's there, but Skype doesn't see it, which is better than it green screening, I guess. But, you know, anyway, kind of a weird, it's not the type of problem, I don't think anyone else typically has these days with Windows. Very strange.
Here's a question out of left field,
because
mm-hmm. I don't know the answer off the top of my head, but it's going to solve a problem if it does. See, back at the Xbox, I have a USB drive port on it, not a drive.
Yeah, it does,
Now, is it always powered? Here's where I'm getting at. So I have wireless headphones, right? Yep. And they need to be charged. And because of where I've moved everything, I'm trying not to just like hook
you
up.
Want to just kind of be there?
Yeah, so, I want the...
It's funny, it's not plugged in right now, but I have this kind of Seagate, mm-hmm. You know, Xbox style drive.
Yeah.
Which I've been using for long, you know, well, I don't know, since the Xbox One S probably. I normally have it attached back there because I've been moving my office around. I had detached it so I didn't, you know, kill anything. So actually, I can't look and tell you because it is. You mean powered completely off, or if you have that instant?
Well, remote? Like the when it's in sleep mode, whatever. Not like completely powered.
I have
off.
To think it's powered at that point. Do you want me to look?
I can plug it in. Actually, really, what I need is two of them.
Two of them.
Yeah, because Because Paul, as you know, the Elite Controller Series 2 only can be recharged. You can't just shove new AA batteries in there. And so I need a little docking station for it.
Okay.
It'd be cute if it was all just sitting in there just charging.
Yeah. It probably has two USB ports in the front too, doesn't it?
It does have one, but I'm trying not to like have it. Because thing is...
I know. You want it to be clean looking.
Yes. We have this magic.
What's the importance of the power? So it charges the thing?
Yeah.
So then you could probably plug a USB dock into it that has its own power cable if it's not powered, right? And that would
that might work too.
Or does it have to be plugged into the Xbox? I mean, because then you could just plug it into anything. I mean,
no, I could plug it into anything. I don't really care. Yeah, here's the thing I'm trying to avoid, but I suspect I'll eventually break down. Behind the entertainment center, there's only I hardwired in four outlets. So four. So I have TV, Xbox, mm-hmm. Apple TV, and Sonos soundbar. So I'm out of plugs. Now, I could put a little
Of course, yeah.
I could put in a whatever, a cert power USB strip, yeah. But I'm trying to avoid that as long as humanly possible, at least for now. I'm sure it'll.
You know, you could probably plug it into, by the way, is the TV.
Yeah.
The TV probably does. Has at least a couple.
There's two of them on the back of that. Yeah. That might be the winner chicken dinner right there.
Yeah. You might need a long cable or whatever, but that should be okay.
That's not a big deal.
Yeah. That should work.
Yeah. Because
you just test them. I mean, I don't know what's powered and what's not, but I mean, mm-hmm. It seems like something in there should work. The other thing is, even if the Xbox doesn't power the port, if you just use it normally, like you would play the game, mm-hmm. turn the TV off and walk away, like you don't really power the Xbox down. Like yeah. it will go into its own power management mode on its own. During that time, it's probably enough for it to charge it. You know?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Like you probably don't have to worry about this either way.
Yeah.
I would think.
I need to do that here. Maybe I'll sacrifice some time this morning and play some video games and then just test it out.
just for the test, the scientific process.
Yeah, I mean, I finished my baseboards last night. I got to finish the toe strip or whatever you want to call it, quarter round. That's going to take a while because I've only done two pieces. And then my wife mentioned something like taking Friday off to paint, all that stuff.
I keep looking at my own baseboards.
Yeah, you run that Ethernet cable yet?
No, but I did rearrange my office. Yeah, and that is actually a core step to that because where this comes out of the wall, mm-hmm. you know. So the way, I mean, I think I might just leave it like this. And the only thing I don't like is the power that I'm using for the computer is kind of, mm-hmm. it's a little forward than I would like. I'd like it to be closer to the desk over here, but I guess I could put, I could put it on either side, I guess.
Yeah.
So I'll figure it. I will. I promise. When spring start? March something? March 21?
Yeah, around there. That sounds about right because I think summer starts like
June. Sure, by then I will have talked about it some more.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm waiting for that spring to arrive. It's like this has just been a terrible winter because we haven't gotten... It's cold, but it's not like really cold.
Yep.
So when it perspires outside, it's not snow. It's just cold rain. And then it's like dark and dreary. Yeah. It's like, you know what? Just give me the snow. I'd like...
It's like a Seattle winter.
Yeah. You know?
Not quite snow, but it's cold and dreary and icy rain, you know?
Yeah, just, it's useless. Like,
it is, I know, it's weird that you say this. I looked out the window this morning, I think half hoping just to see a little snow. Like, I don't want to see like 3 feet of snow, and I had no expectation of snow, but I was thinking, you know, it'd be nice if we just, because we've had two or three little dusting type mm-hmm. episodes or whatever, and I think that's pretty, you know, like I could do more of that.
Yeah. But I don't know. We'll see. The spring will be here before we know it, I suspect. And then just in time for me to go get a whole bunch of bricks and redo the garden out front. And...
yep. It never ends.
Yeah, but that should be a weekend project. Like all I got to do is just dig a trench, put some sand down, get it level, swear at it for 4 hours.
You have such
hours.
A can-do mentality. It's beautiful. It's going to be awesome to watch it get squashed as you get older. I feel like all I gotta do is dig a ditch. What?
We're talking like
forward to this?
We're talking like 6 inches, just enough to get a brick. And it's only like 10.
Oh, God bless you, man. I don't know. It's amazing. It's really funny.
Look, compared to everything else I've done, this is nothing. Until I do it and it looks terrible, and then I redo it 5 times.
Sure.
But anyway, so if you want to get off of Facebook, you can now completely do that. Looks like at least your activity.
Using a Facebook tool, apparently.
Yeah.
We've reached a weird time in the tech phase here, where tech companies are releasing tools to help you use their products less.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see that on smartphones, obviously.
It's kind of like golf.
I don't have a problem using Facebook less. All I have to do is look at Facebook. You know, that kind of solves the problem. I feel obligated. I haven't done it, but I sort of feel like I should get on there one time and be like, hey, guys, I don't use this anymore because it's terrible. You know, if you want to like see my photos, they're over on Instagram. If you want to chat with me, I assume you have my phone number or my Skype ID or whatever. I mean, I don't know. I just Facebook is.
You should just write the message I've contemplating writing. It's like, it's not you, but it really is.
It really is. It is you. It is you.
Like, I... Yeah, if I get out of Facebook, it's on accident. it's just whatever. I don't know.
I check from time to time, but I mean, I don't.
I really don't. Like, I don't think it's been months probably since I've logged in and looked at it. I think my wife has logged into my account more recently than I probably have.
Well, I have certain friends and family members who pretty much use Facebook exclusively. Mm-hmm. You could kind of, there must be a meme like this or some kind of an article where it's like the types of people you see on Facebook, you know, your buddy who for some reason has to post, you know, like news stories he finds interesting because he's, the arbiter of news now on Facebook, you know, that guy or the, the anti whatever political party, like, you may or may not agree with them, but seriously, give it a rest. We get it. Like,
you're not switching anybody's opinions.
Yeah. The oversharers, you know, like they'll refer to their children as like the boy or the girl, and then they'll tell them like really intimate stories about how awful they are.
Yep.
It's like, I don't even know what to say anymore. It's like, what are you doing? I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy town. And these are all people I know.
Yeah.
That's what makes it nuts, really, right? Like, if these guys were on Twitter, you'd be like, whatever, I never see this stuff. Who cares?
Yeah.
But like, this is all I see on, you know, it makes it hard.
Yep. And things that aren't hard, if you haven't bought Echo Buds, you're probably not going to buy them anyways. But they're now on sale in case you've really wanted to put Alexa like closer to your actual brain. You can now do that.
Right. I'm working on a theory about this stuff, and this isn't necessarily IoT, but I feel like but it is kind of IoT, right? Mm-hmm. The smart home stuff is technically IoT. Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago when I moved here, I kind of wrote and talked about this notion of trying to, thinking about the smart home stuff that made sense for us. I probably said this multiple times, like, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to backtrack on things. My wife very much is a normal human being, doesn't want boopity boop, stuff happening everywhere and, surveillance state stuff. And I have been talking for a long time, people will ask, well, what's the next big platform? Like, we had PCs, obviously. Tablets never really took over for anything per se, but they were kind of a big thing. Mm-hmm. Smartphones obviously were humongous. And then we have these kind of secondary or tertiary markets for things like smartwatches or wearables and things like that. And like what's the next thing, I've always described it as like ambient computing and this notion that you could walk into any environment in your house or even out in the world, your car, whatever, and you talk or somehow interact with technology where you get your stuff. I envision sitting on a plane and logging into my Microsoft account and getting access to my videos, which I can then watch on the plane without having to carry them around like a doofus or whatever. Mm-hmm. You're like, this is the future I've sort of seen. But, increasingly, this stuff where you talk to stuff, I find it's not invasive because that would suggest like it was doing something. Mm-hmm. I just think it's like pointless. And I never needed or wanted or use it. And there are rare exceptions to that where I might ask very rarely. I'm maybe doing the dishes. I want to listen to the news but more often than not, I will just go to my phone and I'll launch the thing it is I want to do, whether it's listening to a podcast, an audiobook, whatever. And if that's the case, and it is the case, I mean, I feel like minimizing my use of this stuff is smart. I also feel that, at least in the short term, I'm just talking about using a smartphone still. Yeah. So if I'm going to play music out in my sunroom, whatever the speakers are and whatever the system is I use, I'm using a phone. It's really just an extension of the phone.
Mm-hmm. No, it really is. I mean,
right? I don't know what I'm trying to say exactly, but I feel like this isn't happening. Like, it's not, I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but it just doesn't, I don't know. I don't like where it's at. Like, I don't know. I thought we were going to do this computer science-y thing where we would have conversations, where it would be smart. You'd say something like, if it was mission critical, like, you have to get up to go to get on a plane and fly to Asia, would you actually speak into a room? Tell it to set an alarm and not double and triple check it.
Right.
And if that's the case, then just do it on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just don't feel like it's there.
No, I agree. I mean, when you brought up the point of a conversation with the AI bot, the thing that jumped into my mind was I hate nothing more when you call a help desk number and then you have to like speak your concern. Ugh. It's like, oh, track a package. It's like, no, just kill
me. That's the worst. Yeah, it's the worst. All you do is like go through it like an idiot so you can get to the part where you get to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
You know what this is, dude? This, I swear to God, this is no more technologically sophisticated than those early adventure games like Adventure or Zork. Like, you have to do, you're following, it understands like a list of things.
Yeah, you're speaking in syntax.
Yeah, you're literally, you have to contort yourself to the thing because it's just not smart enough to understand nuanced conversation. And if you can't trust it, it's not that it hasn't gotten better over time. Of course it has. But if you can't trust it, if you really can't trust it, then, you know, mm-hmm. why? Plus, I mean, my wife just, you know, we all have a million examples of this. The latest one is my wife is, she reads the newspaper on her phone for some reason, but she's sitting at the table reading her paper, you know, reading the phone. Mm-hmm. And she goes, look at this. And she turns her phone around and there's an ad for Sonos in the middle of it. Guess what we've been talking about a lot mm-hmm. lately and what she has not been looking up online at all.
Yeah.
But I have. Mm-hmm. I spent the weekend watching Sonos reviews and blah, 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 whatever. She got an ad for Sonos because yeah. I talked to her about it. Well, I can't say because.
It's, but that's probably it's probably based off your IP would be my guess that you're...
Okay.
Your IP. So the reason why I think this is here's why. When I log in, and this is creepy to me. When I use our app, we have Apple TVs. I've mentioned that many times. There's a YouTube app on it, right? I open the YouTube app and I'm like curious. The recommendations are like everything I see on my computer. It's like, well,
right.
How did it know that? And then it actually says, hey,
because you're not signed into it, you're saying?
Right. No, I'm not signed in. But then it even recommends, do you want to sign into your account? Because what Google is doing is pulling my IP and saying, oh, this is probably Brad. And this is probably what he wants to watch. But I never logged in on the YouTube app on the Apple
TV. Where this would go south really quickly, right?
Yeah.
You know, one of you guys is looking for singles in your area and then, you know, the other one sees that stuff on, you know, YouTube or whatever and ads and whatever it is. I mean, that's, oh boy.
No, I don't know. It kind of freaked me out a little bit. And that's,
I find myself less interested in smart stuff, you know? Well, I shouldn't say that. It's pretty much specifically the assistant stuff. Like we bought camera. I still haven't put the cameras up either, by the way, but I have cameras and I don't want the cameras because I'm worried about someone stealing packages from my doorstop or people running around in my yard at night or whatever. Although look, those could be legitimate concerns for some people depending on who they are, where they live, et cetera, whatever. I literally just want to see animals. You know, like it's a very innocent thing.
Paul's spending a lot of money to do a professional bird watching.
Yeah, exactly. Because I
want to see the laziest way possible. Dizzy, do you have the binoculars up? Nope. just logs in with this phone.
Very rarely my dog will bark because there's a deer in the
it's
air.
It's a cardinal, anyway, sweetie.
Whatever. The point is, I don't want like hidden cameras and teddy bears, and we don't have any surveillance equipment in the house. Like I don't approve of that. I don't like it. I don't want it. I've always had that kind of a line, but I don't know. I always do stuff like, this didn't happen last night, but a couple of nights ago we're watching TV and the lamp next to us is a little bright and it's kind of shining on the TV, but I don't want it completely off. And that's cool because it's like a Hue light bulb, so I can go into the app and, you know, slide the thing down and it's down to like 30% or whatever, and that's fine. And then the next day comes and we're going in there to eat lunch. And I turn the light on and it's wicked dim because I put it on 30%.
Yep.
But my phone isn't there. And I'm like, seriously, like, it's like even something like that, where it's like this convenience, there are these moments where you're like, why am I doing this? But I don't know what the alternative, I'd have to have something like there'd have to be I'm sure you can get little doodads that will, you know, do the dimming there right on site or whatever. But
the other challenge too, with the smart stuff, like using Amazon or whatever, Google, it doesn't matter. Like when it comes to TV shows, I have no idea 99% of the time when I put my butt down in a chair, what I actually want to watch. Like I watch a lot of documentaries, but it's usually just, I just start, like, I can't say, Alexa, play the documentaries on the basement TV. Like
play a documentary I will like.
Yeah.
you know, I feel like that kind of thing, Apple is probably the closest to solving that because they have that integrated view and that kind of thing will never be perfect, but. Even in the Apple app, the Apple TV app, because I usually don't use an Apple TV, but it's the same kind of experience, without the ability to buy anything. Mm-hmm. you get that kind of up next kind of view. So it's like I watched part of a movie, and then we watched that For All Mankind series on Apple TV. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen that, it's really good. When that finished, you know, the next thing that came up was like a horror movie I had been watching, and I'm like, yeah. I don't see why this would be appropriate for everyone in the family, but you know, thanks for recommending it, Apple. Mm-hmm. But you know, they're trying to draw in stuff, and I don't do anything to sign into like services and stuff per se, yep. But it has some idea of stuff, and it's kind of interesting. I don't know. Yeah, there is some need for like an Uber service or something that can pull. Yeah. Like the Microsoft Graph, but for entertainment services, you know? Mm-hmm.
There you go. Let's cash out. We'll catch you guys next week, maybe, if we're back and not rich.
We're not rich. If we're back tomorrow, you know, this didn't work.
Yeah, I mean, Google sort of has it, I guess, with YouTube, right? Especially if you're doing YouTube. But even then, like, I just don't trust it. Like, I look at
YouTube
Spotify.
YouTube is as dumb as Amazon, dude. It's like you watch I watch a bunch of, like, Family Guy clips. And then that's all I get recommended. Like it's everything, you know? And it's like, or I stupidly watch like trying to think of an example of something like Norm MacDonald. He's a funny mm-hmm. comedian, whatever. He was on a talk show. I get recommended talk show clips like from Jimmy Fallon or what. It's like, I don't like stuff like that. What is this? Like, are you really this dumb?
See, and what would have been kind of, yeah. Here's a perfect example of this. So YouTube, right now, if I logged in on this TV, all it would recommend would be the initial like recommendations would be like how to tape in mud drywall. I'm past that. If it was truly like a great service, it would say, well, what would someone do after they're taping mudding? Oh, they'd probably paint.
That's right. It would have an understanding. What you're talking about, right? This is the same intelligence that I was talking about that's lacking in the conversations you have with the assistant or whatever. The thing that makes it as dumb as an adventure game. It literally is that it's. It is doing the dumbest, simplest pattern matching that there is. There is no AI behind it. It's the dumbest thing in the world. Like that, that you are literally voicing the same complaint that mm-hmm. I was about. You know, it's the same problem. It is. You know, I used to tell the story about Amazon. I bought a book from my mother, who at the time was a middle-aged woman or maybe an older woman. I don't remember, but it was some kind of well-being kind of thing for people like her. And then that's all that Amazon recommended me.
Yep.
A 40-something-year-old man at the time or whatever it was. Like, that's just dumb. Yeah. You know, it's dumb.
And that's the challenge, is they try to do smart recommendations, but they end up being terrible. And then you can't trust them. And then you're back to just setting an alarm manually on your phone.
Yeah. Microsoft had this problem with Clippy. Same thing. It's like, this is just dumb. Like, it's understandable how a computer scientist would look and say, this is a problem. We should try to solve it. And mm-hmm. they come up with this thing. Like, I get it. I get how it happens, but
it's way more complex.
Yeah. And in 2020, like the things we're talking about now, literally having a conversation mm-hmm. with an AI, or you want to sit down and you're like, look, I've got an hour. I just want to relax. Is it possible for this thing to recommend something that I might want to see? And the answer is no, unless you want to watch something exactly like that thing you watched last time. If yeah. that's true, you're all set, because it will recommend all kinds of things like that. Yeah, I think that's dumb. I don't think that's smart.
Yeah. So, anyways, you got anything else for today?
Maybe. I'm going to write something up about the Free Software Foundation, which is a hive of insanity, from what I can tell. Has recommended, actually I will say they have demanded that Microsoft open source Windows 7. If you can get by the threats, I think that's an interesting idea. And I will probably write about that today. I think that's kind of that's an interesting discussion, I think, to have. And if you had a knee-jerk reaction to Microsoft open sourcing Windows 7, which I think a lot of people did, I did, by the way, a negative reaction, I would, in my case, I would say, actually think about it for a minute. You know, might solve some problems. I don't necessarily want those guys in charge of it. They're nuts, but it's an interesting thought.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.